Try a subscription to Gardener's World magazine for just $14.99 and find inspiration for your garden. You and a loved one can enjoy two-for-one entry to hundreds of gardens nationwide. Visit buysubscriptions.com/May24 to subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Gardener's World magazine Sow Along series, the podcast that inspires you to grow more from seed.
Hello, I'm Emma, the horticultural editor of Gardener's World magazine.
I sow Cosmos bipinnatus every year without fail. And Sensation ticks all the boxes for a great variety, with white and pink flowers in many shades. Its height attracts me too, as I enjoy the spaces left in between the feathery foliage, and this quality is magnified in a tall variety. I like to sow more than once a year, a batch indoors in pots of compost and another sown direct into the warm soil of late spring or early summer. The first can be started as soon as February, before the garden has woken up. It needs warmth to germinate, so a propagator, heated mat or windowsill above a radiator is required. Fortunately, the seeds sprout quickly into bright green shoots that are easy to spot. Once pushing through the compost, they can be grown on in gentle warmth. The trick is to promote well-branched, stocky seedlings by keeping them just warm enough, not too hot, and pinching out the shoot tips occasionally. Be sure to cut off or pinch off any flower buds that form before you plant out. Cosmos bipinnatus Sensation are annual flowers, and so they put a huge effort into their flowering and seed production. This is their method of producing future generations, and they have under a year to achieve it. Other plants, such as trees, take several years to start making seed because they live much longer and don't need to rush. Annual compost can make buds on only the flimsiest of stems and often begin just weeks after germination. Forming flowers and seed heads takes energy from the plants, so don't let them do it until you're ready, because that way they'll live longer. Save the flower display until your seedlings are planted out in the garden. On the other hand, don't plant out too early. Wait for warm weather and absolutely no risk of frost. Your task until that point is to keep them watered as required. You can pot on the seedlings into larger pots of compost whenever their roots need more space, and of course, keep up the pinching out. The second sowing method is the easiest and simply involves preparing a seed bed and station sowing the seeds directly into the soil. Station sowing means placing them in position one by one. If you put them 15 to 20 centimetres apart and all of them germinate, you can remove around half of them, the weaker seedlings, and the remainder will be nicely spaced at around 30 to 40 centimetres apart. Using this method, you need no pots or compost and spend very little time caring for your seedlings, only watering when there's no rain. I find they are less likely to produce premature flower buds this way too. I suspect the reason this method is less common is that we are busy and our flower beds are starting to fill up in late spring or summer. The place where direct sowing has worked best for me is in a cut flower raised bed I keep on my veg plot. Its open situation means the plants get lots of sunshine, and because the bed is kept for cutting flowers, I'm happy to see some areas looking bare while the seeds germinate and when the seedlings are small. Cosmos sensation thrives in sunshine. Its ancestors hail from Mexico, Guatemala, and Costa Rica, so do make the most of it by allocating a sunny spot. If your borders are all shady, the plants will grow well in a large container of potting compost placed wherever sunbeams benefit your garden. Do fill the container with peat-free compost, as using peat would increase your carbon footprint. Also remember to check the container's watering needs and supply irrigation regularly. Containers dry out faster than soil, and Cosmos looks unattractive when wilting. It may recover from this, but will be weakened and its life shortened. Do cut your Cosmos blooms. Ideally, you'll be making up regular posies and bouquets, but if you have no time for this, be sure to deadhead. When I'm very pushed for time, I deadhead weekly by trimming any overmature flowers and letting them fall to the ground. It's messier but faster than collecting them, and the benefits of keeping the plants going far outweigh the untidiness of a few spent flowers beneath my plants. It's well worth prolonging the life of your Cosmos like this. They can flower into November in a warm autumn, in competition with not much more than the dahlias. Having kept your plants flowering for longer, you'll also be benefiting the pollinators, such as butterflies, which love sipping nectar from the flowers, and bees, which also harvest the pollen. To grow more next year, try leaving some flowers alone so you can collect and save the seed. Cosmos can suffer from one or two problems. Slugs and snails will nibble seedlings and flowers. Keep slugs at bay by treating your beds with nematodes and avoid snail attacks by planting in a sunny spot. Healthy and vigorous plants are best at throwing off aphids, and a healthy population of insect predators will assist too. Grey mould may attack in humid weather or the greenhouse. Space the plants well to discourage this. Giving plants very rich soil or lots of fertiliser can result in large specimens with healthy foliage and very few flowers, so avoid feeding if your plants are already looking healthy.
Love growing from seed? You get free seeds with the March, April and May issues of BBC Gardeners World magazine. Get your copy in stores or at magsdirect.co.uk. Our May issue also includes our 2-for-1 Gardens entry garden guide, giving you discounted entry to hundreds of gardens across the UK.